Now, have you heard the one about the four zoologists who walked into a bar? They spotted a hornet in a beer garden in Cork in July, triggering a biosecurity alert for Ireland. Dave O'Leary, Dr. Dave O'Leary, was one of them. He's now a senior technical officer at the Department of Medicine in UCC, and he told me what happened on the last night of July.
So Gavin, I was in Collins Bar on Douglas Street with three of my buddies, Jamie, Steve and Stuart. And we all know each other from the School of Biological, Environmental and Earth Sciences in UCC. And we were having a pint in the beer garden and there were loads of wasps around. And basically, one of these things does not look like the others. It was what comes to mind. The hornet was basically about twice the size of a regular wasp. And so I took a picture of it and sent it to the Biodiversity Ireland, who thought that it should be passed on then to the National Parks and Wildlife Service, who came down in the next day and interviewed me outside Collins. And then they set up some traps to see if they could trap the individual or more than one individual, because they didn't know at the time that it was that there was a nest. We only knew that there was one, so we were all hoping that it was just an individual. So it turned out, as you know, that a couple of nests have been found, and hopefully, if that's all that there are there, then maybe we won't have hornets becoming endemic in Ireland.
So did you know it was a hornet? Did you know what you were looking at?
I knew it wasn't. It wasn't one of our native species. I did zoology as my primary degree in UCC, and I used to do a little bit of beekeeping when I was younger. But it wasn't like, I just knew it looked wrong. I you know, I do have an interest in nature, and I would always keep my eye open. But it was just, it looked like nothing I'd seen before. Much bigger, about twice the size of a wasp, and while I didn't know it was an Asian hornet, I just didn't recognise it. So I Googled it, and Mr. Google told me, of course, yeah, that's an Asian hornet. So I passed it on then.
Were you wary of it, Dave? Were you scared of it at all?
No, not at all, no. To be honest, if you're in any beer garden at this time of year, there are lots of wasps around, because wasps love beer. And in fact, I suspect wasps love beer more than humans love beer. But that didn't bother me at all. I didn't try and kill it because I didn't know it was an invasive species, and I didn't want to go killing something that, you know, for the wrong reasons. So
did you move tables?
No, not at all. No, I took two photographs and then it flew off before I could even Google it. So it was gone then. And it wasn't until later that evening that I went to the trouble of Googling it and saw that, yeah, it looks like it's not one of ours.
Right, so you're a former graduate of the School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Sciences, bees for short.
It's called the School of Bees, yeah.
And you worked as a beekeeper for a while, so you know a bit about bees and these types of creatures. Why are they dangerous to Ireland?
So hornets prey on pollinating species. So from a human point of view, they are not good news, because they can attack honey beehives. Okay. And they can wipe them out entirely. I think people tend to think of nature as being very, you know, human-centric, in that, you know, they think, well, you know, what's the point in a wasp? What good is a wasp? But, you know, we're only part of a bigger system, and the wasps have a function just like everything else. Hornets don't have a function in our environment, because they're not native to here. So one, they could carry diseases from Asia and bring them here, but also they will kill a lot of species that are part of our biodiversity in Ireland. A queen can produce in a nest of hornets, one queen can produce maybe 300 new queens, which will all go off and mate and then start new hornet nests. So, you know, you go from 1 to 300, and then if you multiply that up, you get the next jump in generation brings it up to 9,000, you know. So
oh my goodness,
you could have 9,000 hives in a very short time, you know.
That was Dr. Dave O'Leary, Senior Technical Officer at the Department of Medicine in UCC, on his discovery of the Asian hornet during the summer. It's 1:30 and we'll be back with more after this break.